Okay, our learning should be in Schus for the Yahrzeit of my wife's grandmother, Shenda Bas Yosef, which is last Shabbos. Also, Schus for Shlema. What's the name of the?
No.
Sarah Bas Chaya. For Shlema Bezerzim, Sarah Bas Chaya. And also your
Michal Aaron.
Michal Aaron.
Ben Chana.
Ben Chana for Fua Shlema. Besoch Sharchal Yisrael. We're up to Lag BaOmer. We know the Shulchan Aruch even writes that the same night of the week that Purim falls out in, Lag BaOmer falls out in.
Oh, yeah.
So Purim and Lag BaOmer are very connected. We're going to learn tonight how a person could be in Meiron and also by not being in Meiron. I don't know about you guys, but there's one day a year where I always had a very big Yetzer Hara. You want to be everywhere. You want to be here by your Rebbe. You want to be in Yerushalayim. You want to be here. You want to be there. It's Purim.
Oh,
Lag BaOmer, I've started to also get that feeling. If you're not in Meiron, then you're not feeling it. So I got a lot of chizik from this Torah. I went once, Baruch Hashem. But after you go back and you have the Lag BaOmer the next year, but not being in Meiron,
yeah.
You see it to be very very different. But what we're going to talk about tonight that how a person can connect to the inner essence of Lag BaOmer and the inner essence of Meiron, but also not even being there. So I'll start off with a story. Story goes that the Shlomko of Zvil was on his way to Meiron for Lag BaOmer, and he told this guy by on the horse and buggy or the train, whatever it is. He said, "I want to rest a bit. I want to rest a bit. Wake me up when everyone is here and ready to go." Sometime later, the Gabbai went to wake up the Rebbe and saw that the Rebbe's pillow and the bed was soaked with tears. As they traveled, Reb Shlomko urged everyone to be happy, saying, "We have to be happy also when traveling to Meiron," he told them. He said, so the Reb Shlomko, he was mamash crying even on the way. He was on the way to go to Meiron. He was crying even on the way. So as we journey, if we're going to be in Boca Raton, if we're going to be in Meiron, how can a Jew still connect to the Kedusha of Lag BaOmer, even if you're not going to be physically in Meiron? So if you look inside over here, this is from a sefer called B'fkudecha Asicha. B'fkudecha Asicha is an amazing, amazing malakit of an author. His name is Rav Moshe Menachem Tabenfeld. He's a skver chassid. Amish, an unbelievable tzaddik. He's not the Rebbe. He's not the skver Rebbe. He's a skver chassid. He's just one of the guys. He's obviously not just one of the guys, yeah. But he's an amazing, amazing person. A lot of his family died in a fire. He got remarried. He was mamash, crazy, crazy. He's alive. He, you could go meet him. I haven't met him, but the svarim are amazing. So let's look inside. He says, "Oh, so you
do you just like?"
No, Hashem sends me things. You have to daven for it. Hashem sends me things. You have to daven.
How do you know which sefer you're gonna?
You know, you open it up a little bit. You see if it's your style. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just gotta look. You gotta look a little bit. You have to have eyes open. But hopefully, we should all have our eyes open more. So he writes over here. He writes that this is on page Shin Yun, 310, in Fkutecha Sicha, on a Sefer on Moadim. He says, V'hine, Yadua, right on the top of the page. Yadua das kachem shakame migdole hatzadikim shesovrim, sh'adif shalol linso lemeron al Lag BaOmer. There's a lot of tzadikim say that you should go to Lag BaOmer, you should go to Meiron. And a lot of tzadikim say that you should stay very far away from Meiron and Lag BaOmer. Especially with Chil Shabbos happen if Lag BaOmer falls out on a Saturday night, there's a lot of Chil Shabbos.
He's having his fire Sunday morning.
Oh, he's having fire Sunday morning to make sure there's no Chil Shabbos.
Yeah.
So in Eretz Yisrael, it happens to be that it's a terrible, terrible thing. So there are a lot of people that say they're not to go. And he says that besides the Chil Shabbos, he says you're making a 4-hour trip and you're sitting in Kol. What's more important, to have Meiron in Meiron, or you could have Lag BaOmer in Meiron, or you could learn for 4 more hours in Yerushalayim? So that's one of the reasons. It's like, right, the same haters that they don't go to Uma and don't go to Meiron. It's the same chever. They're drinking the same juice. And there are other reasons. And he says that everyone's right. But he says at the end of the day, a person also sometimes feels that you're not feeling the Kedusha Lag BaOmer if you're not going to be there. I had this whole plan this year, especially, and I told some of my family members that, you know, if you're going to get me a smicha gift, whatever it is, if it's possible, I would love to go to Meiron for Lag BaOmer. I had a whole trip with my Rebbe, and we're mamash, like, we had dates. I didn't tell the school yet, but it's okay, we're working out. And mamash, at the last second, not the last second, we didn't get enough people. So at the end of the day, how does a person still feel the Kedusha Lag Bomer by not being there. Oh, no. Let's see inside. That's Rabbi Aryeh Cohn. He's a Rebbe in DRS in Cedar. Special, special person. You should listen to his shiur on why Yitar. It's amazing. So he says here, Kasher lomnim ksas b'zor ha-kodosh b'svarim ha-kodoshim, Odos God Luso shall Rashbi. If you actually look at the Zohar and you look at the Svarim that talk about Rashi, the Kultim Mabuat Dudusha Shadarosov HaGibos Valiolios, and you see how great Rishon Baruch Hai was. Hari Barosh Rashbi Inenu Mugbal Lamakom Esuim Davka. It's very clear Rishon Baruch Hai wasn't limited to one place at all.
Yeah.
V'shefa HaKedusha V'hatova Shabal Olam B'Zchuso, and all the shefa that came to the world in his zchus Yorei Bechol Makom. Says this Rabbi, Rishon Baruch Hai Kedusha goes everywhere, like the Beis Aharon, famously. Beis Aharon of Karlin, one of the great Hasidic rabbis, says, whoever has faith in Rav Shimon Baruch Hai gets chizik from Rav Shimon Baruch Hai. Just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is for everyone, Rav Shimon Baruch Hai is for everyone, even for the lowly people. Rav Shimon Baruch Hai is the person that is the Tana and the Gemara, that is the message of Rav Shimon Baruch Hai, that even if a person is lost, and even if a person is downtrodden, a person can always come back. That's what the Beis Aharon was saying. So he says over here, Rav Shimon Baruch Hai, Dafka goes even the low places, and his kedusha is throughout the world, and he says over here, Kasher lomnim satira ano b'zohar kodesh. If you actually look in the Zohar, the Zohar describes Rav Shimon Baruch Hai's last minutes, his last days, which is interesting because Rav Shimon Baruch Hai didn't write it. Maybe his talmidim wrote it. So if you look in Parshas Hazino daf Reish Peches, page 288, it says in the last days of Rashbi, Eich sherivvos malachim bechol olamos hikshiva v'azino divrei torosim. The Zohar says how many malachim came and surround the Rishon Baruch Hai to what? To hear his Torah. Mevinim sh'im amil mekedusha shiyotz mepiv shav Hashem hispashu oz b'chol ha'olam ve'iru tevel miloah harei gam kayom. So if we see that the malachim came to hear his words, then obviously nowadays that his kedusha is still very, very, very much, very much present, even if you're not in Meiron. Kach gam kasher lomdim. When you learn, when a person opens up a Zohar, or if you open up a Sefer, or you open up a Gemara and you're quoting the words of Rashbi, it's like Rashbi's with you. And we're going to see how he proves that. And the next thing, Ma'ad Isa B'Zohar Kodesh, the Zohar Kodesh explains in Parshas Naso, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, he says that Rashbi calls himself Bechina Shabbos. Shimon Baruch Hai is the Bechina of Shabbos. Shimon Baruch Hai is called Shabbos. All right, moving Me'elav, Sha'oro Sha'rashbi Hamashal Shabbos Hamalka Ena Mugbal V'makum. Yeah, Shabbos Atzma in the Megulas B'Mokom, right? Just like Shabbos isn't limited to one place in the world, like Shabbos starts in Australia and then Shabbos starts in California. I think a 24-hour different time period, right? Doesn't Shabbos in Australia start like a day before, or is it the opposite? The day behind, right? So just like Shabbos is unlimited, also Rav Shimon Baruch Hai is unlimited, right? The whole thing that we're talking about is that how does a person connect to the kedusha of Rashbi, the kedusha of Meron, because Rav Shimon Baruch Hai's His essence, his message, is not just limited to one little thing. You know, if you've ever been to Meiron, it's like a four-block town. It's very, very small.
Yeah.
So if Rashbi's called Shabbos, right? He's called Shabbos in the Zohar. So he could be... the Kedusha of Rashbi is everywhere, right? Just like Shabbos in Australia is at one time, yeah. But it's not Shabbos yet in California, but Shabbos is coming. So too, Shimon Baruch Hai's message and his Kedusha is the same thing. Right, exactly. So that's what that person's chizik is. So the more I read this, I say, you know what, this is giving me such chizik, this is what I want to do. Because especially after, you know, this is the first year.
This is like
good hashkacha. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, like, even though you're not going to be there, you're still going to be there. But at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, man plans and God lasts.
Yeah.
But man plans and God lasts, meaning don't think that you're not going to be with Rashbi. Don't think you're not going to be in Meiron, you're going
to
be in Meiron.
It's
amazing.
That's what you opened to.
It's amazing. And before we go on, I just want to say a famous name from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Meaning you could be in Yerushalayim, and you could be in Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Or you could be in Boca Raton and be at the Kotel. How? I remember this happens to me all the time. I don't know about you guys. The last time you're at the Kotel, and suddenly what happens? You're like, something's lacking. You're like missing something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it happens to me all the time. I'm so excited to get to the Kotel. I'm finally there, and I feel nothing. Right? I feel like I'm just walking in the street of Boca Raton. And it's sometimes you're davening Shemona Esrei, right? In Boca Raton, and you feel like you're mamash in Yerushalayim. When a person thinks, and when a person's thoughts are fully present where you are, that's what makes you there. Sometimes there's so much Kedusha also, that's what they said, the Sram say, when you go to such a holy place, and there's so much Kedusha there, what happens is that if a person's not a Kli, is able to handle such Kedusha, and able to handle so much holiness, then you're not, then you're completely like, you're like, you're, it's like you're not there. But the Baal Shem Tov says a person could be wherever your thoughts are. I mean, we could be right here in Boca Raton Synagogue, on Matoya Circle, on Motei Shabbos Sunday morning, and we're thinking we're in Meiron, we're in with Meiron. And if we're thinking, and it works the opposite also, you could be in Meiron, and you could be in Alabama, you could be in Arkansas, you know? So a person has to be present, a person has to understand where he is, and even if a person's not physically in a place where he wants to be, if a person connects and thinks about that place and thinks about the message of those places, it's as if they're there. Let's just go on a little bit. He says, really, everything goes according to the heart. As we just said, a person could be physically in Meiron, he could be thinking about, what am I having for lunch? You mean, are you kidding me? You're at Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I remember when I was there, I went from 12 to 6. Barbecues. Everyone's going nuts. Yeah. You know, I remember I was thinking like, but I'm hungry. Like if a person can mamash be there and not there at all. You're looking at all the shechting and all this and all that. Or you could be on the other side of the world. You could be in Muncie, you could be in Boca, you could be in Louisiana. And you could bring your thoughts and you could bring your feelings to the Kedusha of Lag BaOmer, to the Kedusha of the Yontif. The message of never giving up, the message of always believing in yourself, of even after 24,000 students starting again, starting anew, starting fresh, always looking for the good in every Jew. That's the Kedusha of Rashbi. That's a person wants to be able to understand what the Kedusha of the day is. That's what a person has to
even
know.
He was in a cave, right?
In the cave for 12 years, came out. Yeah. Gemara and Shabbos.
Did he integrate with people at all? I mean, was he?
Gemara says.
Did he have students?
I mean, after he got out of the cave, I don't know. I definitely have to do my homework on that. But the Gemara says that he was in the cave for 12 years, I believe.
Right,
and then his him and his son
and
came out.
That's when he wrote.
And the Hero there, but him and his after he came out, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel, not a coincidence. Lamed Gimel, right. Lag BaOmer, yeah. Also Mesechus Shabbos. We just saw that the Zohar calls Rashbi Shabbos, right? Not a coincidence too. So at the end of the day, he came out and everything they saw, they were burning with their eyes. So Baal Shem Tov came down. The Gemara says this is what you spend 12 years back in, and then they came out for a year and they were able to. The Gemara says that everything they saw was good and they saw everything good within every Jew. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling
him and his son.
I'm assuming he had that they had thousands of students also after that. But at the end of the day, him and his son came out, and then he was able to be able to move on. The reason why he had to go back in is because they were arguing like this is everyone's like working over here. What's going to happen to the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you don't get the message yet of looking for the good within everything. Yeah. You got to go back in for one more year.
But you said it's like Boma Hakim, it's not Lag BaOmer.
Oh, why is it Lag BaOmer?
Right.
Yeah. What do you say?
I saw that it says that is a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh.
And Moshe is 345.
Yeah.
And Lag BaOmer is 345.
Oh, wow.
So to show the
connection between Moshe and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Gemara, right?
Because every night we say Lo.
Right. So Lag BaOmer. Beautiful. I love it. I just finish up with the piece over here, and then we're going to get to one more thing.
From the
Kutei Sichas. From the Rebbe?
Yeah.
The Rebbe. The Lubavitch Rebbe.
Yeah.
Wow. Very good. So he says specifically, we also all understand, Kasher Zochem Yos B'Shochan HaTor Shal Tzai B'Lag B'Omer, Shem Avadah Shem B'Shem Anochach Umim. He says, not only can a person be in Meiron, but if a person learns the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's actually sitting right next to you.
Okay.
He's sitting next to you guys. We're talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I don't know about you guys. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is right here. Befrat, and this is what he says here. Like the Sefer in the Mori Naim says, Shat Tzadik Bala Malkam Sh'osim Besaroso. Mori Naim brings down in the Sefer that the Tzadik comes to a place. If you're learning his Torah, doesn't mean physically he's here, but his neshama, his spiritual neshama is here. And listen to this. Shekasher Hayulomdim Meimar Shalmor Begemar. If you're learning a Torah from Rava, you're learning a Torah from Eish Lachesh Rabbi Yochanan, we just had yesterday in the Gemara Makos Akiva. Hayurom is Bala Shmuel Kenegdom. A person, says the Mori Naim, has to view. And if that Tan and Amor is sitting next to you, pretty scary stuff, no? And when we're learning Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, we have to think that they're standing right next to you. And he says the Or Chaim actually says this in Parshas Korach. Or Chaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Korach in Yudchas Gimel. I had to look it up. I didn't see it inside. You don't have this. Is on the second page. And he says here, V'hitzatzti mibin risi einav shel Abai. And he says that my eyes saw the eyes of Abai. Upam Shaul, and the square rabbi asked, Did the Or Chaim ever see Abaya? Abaya lived hundreds of years before the Chaim HaKadosh. Or Chaim lived, what, 1400, 1500, something like that? How could it be that he said he saw the eyes of Abaya? No. Of course he didn't see him. That doesn't mean that he saw Abaya physically, but he saw Abaya's neshama, he saw him, his essence. When he was learning Abaya, when the Or Chaim HaKadosh opened up the Gemara, he felt Abaya right next to him. And that's the whole thing, says the B'fkodei HaSicha, Rav Moshe Menachem Tabenfeld. Amazing, beautiful, beautiful story. B'fkodei HaSicha says, when a person learns Torah from Rashbi, a person learns the memories from Rashbi. Not only are you in Meiron, or you feel the Kedusha of Rashbi, but Rashbi's neshama, Rashbi's mamish sitting right next to you. So when you open up a Svas Emes, according to my Mori Naim, the Svas Emes is right there. When you open up a Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman's right there. Pretty scary. And you open up the Gra, you open up the Magen Avraham, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kaira is right next to you. And when a person does that, a person connects very much to the Torah. Let's just recap, and then we'll say a couple more things. He started saying off how a person sometimes could feel very, very down, that he's not in Meiron for the Kedusha of the day. We started off first off saying, great Meister of Shlomko Zvil. Shlomko Zvil said to his Gabi, wake me up, we're going on the train now, wake me up once we get there. And the Gabi went away, we had to wake him up a little bit, and he saw the bed was soaked with tears. And he said, what's going on here? As they travel, he urged everyone that we have to be happy. Even when you're traveling, you have to be happy. Obviously, the Rebbe wasn't crying out of sorrow. He's crying, he was so excited to be able to go there. So at the end of the day, some of us will be there, some of us won't be there. How does a Jew feel connected to Kedusha of Meiron? So he explained here that just like the Kedusha of Shabbos isn't limited to a certain place or to a certain place in the world, so too, the Kedusha of Rashbi, the Kedusha of the Tzaddik, is Shabbos, and it's expanded throughout the world. And it says everything goes according to your heart. You could be in Meiron and be in Boca, or you could be in Boca and you could be in Meiron. And then he goes a step further. And he says that if a person, when a person opens up a Gemara and you learn the Torah from Rashbi, you open up the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel and Daf 33, and you read the story of Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is mamish next to you. It's an amazing story, by the way. It's an unbelievable story. And then when you open up a Svas Emes, the Svas Emes is right next to you. But then that's really the essence of what the Baal Shem Tov said. What did the Baal Shem Tov say? Baal Shem Tov says the panemius of everything. Baal Shem Tov says wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. What's the message of a Shimon Bar Yochai? So I think the message of a Shimon Bar Yochai is the same message of Pesach Sheni. Something I'm going to say this in the Shmuz after, but if we could say it for the first time, hopefully it'll be good the second time as well. Pesach Sheni, the message of Pesach Sheni is second chances. Right? We all know for the famous story, it's that the Jews were carrying, according to one man, the Amar was Yosef Tzadik's, his body. At the end of the day, you can't bring a Karan Pesach when you're impure. They said, Moshe, we were doing a mitzvah, please help us do. Moshe said, I don't know. He talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem said to do? Pesach Sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, according to the Chiddush Arim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their such sincere, their genuine passion for mitzvos. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu even changed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed up, and he brought this new mitzvah. Chiddush Arim explains, when a person has a lev nishbar, a person has a broken heart, that leads to mitzvahs. When a person has sadness, when a person's sad and he's just sad over and over again, that leads to averus. Broken heart, the Kotzker said. Yeah, what did Rabbi Goldberg say?
He said that there's a different interpretation, but one is that they were busy with Yosef's bones.
Yeah.
And Yosef was the first one to show a second chance.
Oh, Yosef was the first one to show a second chance. So Dafka by Yosef, we learned. Beautiful. Abigor, beautiful. That the whole Pesach Sheni happened there. But says the Kotzker, there's nothing as full as a broken heart. There's nothing as full as a broken heart. When a person wanted to do something so great, but Hashem who even brought them. So I'm going to say this Bez Hashem after Marv. So it's an amazing thing. Oh, there's no place to be able to drop in. But once a broken heart, then everything seeps in. Beautiful. So if you ever look at the Pesach by the pasuk that we talk about by matzah at the seder, it says al matzah sumaron yachluhu, right? On the matzah and the mor they ate together. Is that pasuk by Pesach Rishon or by Pesach Sheni? I'll give you a little hint. I didn't know this until I actually looked it up. The pasuk that we say at the seder is by Pesach Sheni. Wow. Pretty amazing, no? What in the world are we talking about Pesach Sheni at the seder? It's Tezvav Nisan. We're talking about Pesach Sheni. So the Bel's Rebbe, Sar Shalom Abel, says an amazing thing. Sar Shalom Abel says, when we say, Amatzah Sumarom Yochluhu, It's not just something we're saying, it's something that we're davening. In 30 days, we should be zoch and be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach of what? Karban Pesach of Sheni. Because if you look in the pasuk in Bo, it's very similar but a different. Why dafka to sell the bells of Rebbe? Do we mention Pesach Sheni at the Seder? Because we want to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right now, we could be in Toronto, we could be in Buffalo, we could be in Texas, in Mexico for that with that program that or that Amash flopped. You heard about that in Greece? All these crazy things. But we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amatz Tzmarom Yochlu. The tefillah says the Shalosh Tzarim Shalom Bells. Then in 29 days, 30 days, we should be zochet to be in Yerushalayim. That a person never gives up. And that's the whole essence of Rashbi. The whole essence of Hashem Baruch Chai is continue. That even after 24,000 funerals, what does Rabbi Akiva do? He starts again. He starts fresh. He starts new. And that's the essence of Rashbi. Right? As we said from the Beis Hanan. The person who believes in Rashbi, a person who believes in the Kedusha of the Tzaddik, gets chizik from the Tzaddik. And just as the Chodesh Baruch is for everyone, Rashbi is for everyone. Not Chas Hashem to compare Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rashbi. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai is a messenger, and he's the tzaddik. When a person connects to the messages of the tzaddik, then you get inspired to be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Once a person makes a tzaddik like Hashem, that's called Christianity. Something that we try not to do. Joke, yeah. Right? We try not to do that. But at the end of the day, when a person connects himself to a Rebbe, a person connects himself to a Tana, and you learn the messages of that person, then a person may mamash be there. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. So we should take this for, first and foremost, if a person is not physically going to be in Meiron, a person should not think that I can't connect to the Kedusha. But a person, to the Kedusha of Lag Bomer, you open up a sefer, you open up, tell something about Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai, it's as if you're there in Meiron, it's as if Rashbi is next to you. Right? The Baal Shem Tov said, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. And that's the whole message of Pesach Sheni. Says the Baal Zerebi, Amatsum Rom Yochlu. That we want to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we're going to do. It's something that we pray. We're davening to you. It's a pasuk, but it's a tefillah. It's our essence, and that's exactly the whole word of the Chiddush Sharim. That's mamash. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw their sincerity. One second, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw their sincerity, and what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He made them a new mitzvah. What was the mitzvah called? Pesach Sheni. When a person doesn't give up, and you believe a person can always come back. Then a person is living with the message of Rashbi. So Hashem should bless us.
You said the first thing you said was that the malachim. Learning with Rashbi, right?
Yeah, one second. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochah to be in Meiron, and take the message of Hashem Baruch Hu.